This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. New proof of the American genius for packaging. Budweiser is coming out with a new can today. It's in the shape of a bow tie, the motif of the Bud logo since 1956. Marketplace's Queen of Kim reports.
It's the same height as a regular beer can, and it sounds like one too. And it tastes like a regular Bud. But good luck trying to crush it after you're done. I didn't have any luck, and so I enlisted my office mate, Matthew. How tall are you?
I'm about 5'11".
And how much do you weigh?
About 165.
All right, so you're a lot bigger than me. Let's see if you can crush this. No luck. It just slips out from his foot and spins off.
Surprising. I've done that quite often, and I think I actually injured my foot.
A lot of people, what they most notice is how strong the can is.
Pat Magali is a vice president of innovation at Budweiser. He says to bring in the waistline of the can so that it looks like a bow tie, they had to use stronger aluminum.
So that it would maintain its shape.
It takes the shaping machine 16 steps to give the new can its 10-degree angle. And Bud's been working on the can for several years.
These aren't small feats. We did spend significant dollars in our can plant and in our breweries and in the cost of the aluminum.
So the can's pretty cool, but what's the point if the beer tastes the same?
It drives a lot of excitement.
And buzz. And Bud could use both right now. Eric Shepard is executive editor at Beer Marketers Insight.
The Budweiser brand has been very weak in the United States.
It's not just Bud. Sales of beer makers like Miller and Coors have been slipping in recent years. The recession didn't help, and there's another problem, the rising popularity of wine and spirits. Shepard says big beer makers are loath to change the taste of the beer, because that's really risky.
So then what do? You change the marketing and or you change packaging.
In recent years, Coors introduced a can that turns blue when it's cold, and Miller put out a punch-top can that makes a beer easier to chug. Gary Hemphill is with the Beverage Marketing Corporation. He says the new can will probably give Bud a bump in sales.
The question beyond that is it a lasting increase?
Or just another novelty that'll eventually wear off. In San Francisco, I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.